I obviously saw him when the gaffer Paul Dickoff was there, and things were going well. And then the new management came in and had different ideas and wanted loan keepers and so forth. But you know, this is football, and you move on. I ended up went to the Super League, the top league in Greece, and was a good experience there with some big clubs like Olympiakos. And you know, it was a good experience for me, but it was disappointing after forming a little bond with the club and playing so many games there.
Was there an option to stay in this country? Was there interest from other clubs?
There was a couple of interests, but you know, seeing that the Greek Super League was the top league in the world, and there's clubs like Olympiakos who play in the Champions League, and you know, spots up for grab for Europa League and Champions League, I thought I'd give it a try and try a new experience, you know, a new country and a new league and something like that. Okay, it didn't work out with the way that the things are run over there and so forth, but you know, for me, England is the best league in the world, the best for your development, and you know, this is where I wanted to be, and it makes me realise how good England is for football.
You mentioned the way things are run over there. What kind of elements were a disappointment to you then? What opened your eyes?
Oh, it's just like things like, you know, late payments and stuff like that. I don't really want to go into it because, you know, I respect Addis and the club that I was at. It was a good club with a great set of fans. But just stuff like that, you know, which I'm sure many people over here know what it's like over there. But yeah, as I said, I don't really want to go into that too much.
Well, clearly you've got a new challenge ahead of you now with a team which is struggling. How aware are you in the dressing room of that determination to try and pull a club out of trouble?
Well, funny enough, I was in a similar situation with Oldham last year. You know, it's tough. You got to have a strong mind, and you got to battle through it. I've worked with the boys here for the past week, and there's some very good players in this team, and I believe that Carlisle Football Club will go forward, especially with the gaffer who's very switched on and knows what he's talking about. I believe that, you know, Carlisle is only going to go forward.
And if things work out for you over the next 3 months, you would look at the possibility of staying longer?
Yeah, of course. You know, obviously take one step at a time, you know, trying to get as many games as I can and trying to help the club. But of course, you know, if the opportunity came about for next season, it's something that I'll definitely think about and we could see it, of course.
And still 23, Dean, how ambitious do you remain?
Yeah, you know, for me, my main goal is to play at the highest level in the Premier League, and you know, you got to have ambition, you got to have determination and drive to do that, and I believe I do have that, and you know, it's a long way to go, a lot of hard work, but hopefully one day I can achieve my goal.